KO4ZPH mobile.
David, KO4HX.
Sir Patrick, how's it going?
Good, man. On the way home now. How about you?
Likewise. This is about the time of day where it starts to go in real good. Just shrug off the work and go home and get something to eat.
That is the plan, for sure.
Well, I guess it eases up a little bit. My wife's home sick, so I'll go home and get something to eat and try to get her to eat something. She must have caught this flu bug or something. I don't know. She was sleeping a lot all day yesterday, so I'm hoping it doesn't catch me.
In the same shape you are. My wife has been sick most of last week, and she started to feel a little better yesterday, she said, so hopefully she's on the mend, and I get lucky enough that it jumps over me, I don't get it.
Fingers crossed, hopefully it just passes on by both of us. It's going around, though, it's not good. That time of year, I guess.
Warmer weather and beautiful days, people can get out and get them some sunshine and get to feeling better.
Yeah, that vitamin D does wonders.
Enjoying it.
If it doesn't make you feel better physically, it certainly will make you feel better emotionally and mentally.
You can definitely tell a big difference in my business when there's good weather and when there's bad weather. It's funny to watch.
That reminds me of a comment I remember back in a statistics class when I was in tech school. The teacher said, in statistics, they were studying probability and statistics, and they were saying that both crime and ice cream sales rise in warmer temperatures. And so there's a correlation there, but there's not a causation. Well, I guess there's a causation, but I guess there's no direct association with ice cream sales and crime. But the warm weather drives both of them, I guess.
The connection between the two would be the warm weather. People will get out and about.
This weekend was nice. I told my wife Saturday, she wasn't sick at that point, but I told her on Saturday, I said, this is the day to go fishing. When you get a nice warm or warmer day amongst a bunch of cool days, this is when the fish come alive, too.
I'll have to take your word for it. I'm not much on lake fishing. I grew up fishing the creeks and streams and rivers up around the house for trout, and you can pretty much fish them year-round because the water's always cold.
That. I don't discriminate against where the fish live. I'll try and catch them wherever they're at. They usually make a fool out of me, but I'll try. And you're right about the trout. A couple years ago, back in 2020 and 2021, when you couldn't hardly go anywhere, I did a lot of trout fishing, even in the wintertime. And I found that I liked trout fishing just as good in the wintertime, maybe better than in the spring or summer. Nobody else was fishing in the wintertime, so you didn't have any pressure on the fish, and you had the whole river to yourself.
After that, that's about the best time, especially around the house, because everybody and the brother comes in to go trout fishing up there in the trout waters, especially in the summertime. I don't even get near the creeks and streams at all. I just avoid them like the plague. Stay out of the forest. Don't want nothing to do with them.
Steve, I've been a couple times in the warmer weather because everybody thinks you can only go fishing in the spring or in the summer, but a lot of people remember that they have fishing rods when it gets warmer. So the winter was a good time for me, and I would bundle up and wear waders and be comfortable and catch fish. So it was a good time. I need to get back to doing a little more fishing. It's That's, you know, talking about sunshine and things being good for your mental health. I've found there's few things as good for your mental health as fishing is. And even if you ain't catching them, you can enjoy it.
Roger that. There's another one, too, and that's squeezing that index finger.
That's a good stress reliever. I'm not sure which one's cheaper, but I think fishing might be a little bit cheaper. But I agree with you.
None of them are cheap. None of these hobbies, radio, fishing, or shooting.
none of them are cheap. I guess I use that term a little too loosely. In fact, I've found few things in life that are cheap. And most of the time, things that are cheap aren't worth having.
For sure. So, I know you've told me before, but what do you do for a living? What do you do for work?
I'm the IT manager at the GSP Airport, so I do a number of things. For most part of my professional career has been computer networking, network administration. But now I manage a small team that helps support all the systems there at GSP Airport.
Instead of managing a computer, now you're managing people.
There are challenges, and both produce their rewards.
Imagine so, and I don't know which one would be more challenging.
No comment. I guess I better just stop while I'm ahead.
That, well, I deal with the public all day long, so I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, it's like a small city there at the airport. You know, they got a police department, a fire department, and, you know, several other departments, and one day one of the police officers made a comment and said, "See, aren't you guys so lucky? All y'all have to do is deal with computers. We got to deal with the people."
With the people on the other end of that computer, though.
Yeah, in the IT industry, there's a joke. Sometimes you explain a problem and call it a picnic error. That's short for problem in chair, not in computer.
That's a good one. And we have the same thing over in the automotive. Ours is the nut behind the steering wheel.
Yeah, there's geniuses all around.
Surprised at how many people cause their own problems with things they do to a vehicle.
I would believe it. We have some, you know, in my time, in my career, I've come across a few scientists myself that they can't help but make their own problems.
That's what makes the day go long, the challenges.
On a more philosophical note, it feels like it's the way is to just you know, create his own problems and create his own demise. Yeah. So, fortunately, there's a solution for everything, even the fall of man.
For HGX, you are correct on that. I agree 100%. And I don't know. It seems like with technology, it drives that fall sometimes.
T4ZPH. Yeah, you're right. It's a blessing and a curse, technology is. And it's interesting, you know, how quickly humans have adapted to technology. And it's frightening, really, you know, that we have things like AI now and, you know, social media. You know, social media like TikTok, and there's been this big uproar about it lately. But this technology, it seems to really be wearing away at people's attention span, and it's incredible to witness it. You know, people don't have the attention span to read. They don't have even have the attention span to watch a full movie anymore. You know, it's easier to watch 20 or 30 little video clips on a social media app. It's better for them, shorter attention span.
After that, I agree 100%. And I don't know, it seems like technology is, for lack of a better way of saying it, is just dumbing us down because we've become so reliant on it and not self-sufficient. I mean, look at a vehicle nowadays, people can't even remember to dim their headlights or turn them on when they need to.
Exactly right. It'll do it for them. It's wild out there. But I guess we just have to be aware and be cognizant, like we are and like we're talking, and not fall prey to it. But just be ever aware and use it. I mean, we have to use technology, but just know that we're using it. Don't let it use us.
Great. But on a lighter note, did you participate in Winter Field Day this year?
Like one contact. I stayed home, and I heard a lot of calling stations. And I made one contact. I think it was on 15 meters. I'm really kind of challenged in my location, but I'm trying everything I can to get a decent HF station up.
I don't feel bad. I'm challenged myself, but me and some friends, we went out camping that weekend up in Saluda at Orchard Lakes, and so we set up there, and we had a good time doing it. Didn't make a whole lot of contacts, but we learned a lot and, you know, had fun while we were at it. So that's more what it was about for me. I'm not one of the contesters anyway.
Sounds like a good time. I'm sure it was fun. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Camping and radio, that sounds like a good combination. I think that's the interesting thing about ham radio is you can just about take it with you anywhere you go and find some fun in it. But I got a little antenna in my attic. It's magnetic loop, and it's barely effective on HF. And I recently loaded my gutters up. I'm using my gutters as an antenna, and it's doable. But I've got so much noise. My noise floor is so high, and I've been trying to track it down. And I think it might be my doorbell transformer in the house that's gone bad. So I've got to take some action against that.
Bad there too. I've got something intermittently that comes on, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just a load on the power lines or what. But when it's on, it just wipes out the radios on 2 meter, 440, all the way across all bands. It makes the noise floor real high. But when it's not on, it works great.
Yeah, I've got something similar. But my issue, it starts picking up really about 20 meters, and anything 20 meters, 40 meters are basically unusable. It's a little bit better if I turn the preamp off on the radio. But otherwise, it's about S8 or S9. 17 meters is mostly usable, about S3 to S4. And anything above 17 meters, I can work. But, yeah, it'll make you pull your hair out when you're troubleshooting something like that.
Found out mine was the power lines. I took an AM radio and took it out there and aimed the radio at it, and then put the radio behind my body, and that's how I identified it.
Trick. Yeah, that's a good trick. Have you talked with the power company, and maybe they can help you out?
I've talked to them, but when they come out, it's not doing it. So I think what it is the lady next door, she does pottery, and she's got a kiln over there. I think when she fires it up is when the problem is.
That makes sense. It'd be an intermittent problem. Yeah, you might try to correlate those two events together. But I can see where a kiln might cause you some problems. I imagine they make some noise. I don't know.
Draw a lot of juice. So, I mean, like I said, that's the only thing I could think of or I have found that would be a good fit for it, and I just haven't been able to prove it yet.
It's a challenge to troubleshoot noise floor and stuff like that. But I do like to tune around and try to find the POTA stations. Those are kind of easy to make a quick contact with. I'll pull the Parks on the Air website up and see if any of them are spotted and tune around and see if I can make contact with them. I do okay, depending on the day and the conditions. I've done most of the East Coast. But on this mag loop antenna I'm talking about, it's only about 3 feet wide. And it's been several months back, but I made contact with a station in Italy on it, and I was amazed at that.
Most of my stuff that I make contacts with on HF or along the East Coast here, I have made it into Canada and Mexico, and I can hear over into Europe, but I haven't been able to make any contact over there.
Yeah, I was surprised when he acknowledged my call. I think one time I made contact with a station in Arizona, but those two are probably about the furthest I've gotten with my current setup. I'm trying to get with my wife's uncle. He's W4RVY in Florida, and hadn't made a good contact with him yet. He had to take his antenna down during this last hurricane. He was going to try and get it back up, and we were going to try and have a QSO. This is WB4ZPH.
Good luck with that. I don't have anybody out there family-wise to try to make contact with, so not many hams I know other than down here. So, and the few that I've met recently right here in Hendersonville.
It was basically the one that introduced me to ham radio. Before I met him, I played with CBs and stuff when I was in high school with my brothers and friends, and I was aware of ham radio, but never really made the initiative. But I met him, and, you know, we started talking radio, and, you know, he kind of encouraged me to study, and so I studied and got the license. So I guess you could call him my Elmer. So, but I hadn't had much luck chatting with him on the radio, just because of setup. He's running a vertical, and the loop that I run is horizontal, so it's like they say it has the equivalency of a dipole, but hopefully we can have a QSO sometime.
For HKX. Well, hopefully you can get it worked out. And, yeah, that cross-polarization does make a difference. From what I hear, I don't know for sure, but I use a center-fed dipole at the house when I'm on HF, and when I'm out about, I use a vertical super antenna and just tune it wherever I want it. So that's what I did there at field day.
Yeah, I think the dipole is an efficient, very efficient antenna, or broadbanded, you know. So if you get it tuned, you don't have to fiddle with it or anything. But that antenna I've got, it's got its own external tuner. It's got a giant butterfly capacitor that's in it, and it's very, very small bandwidth. So have to tune it if you dial the VFO, you know, 3 kilohertz off. You got to tune the antenna again. It gets old.
I don't have to worry about too much about that at the 991A. It'll tune it pretty much across all the bands. I mean, not the most efficient way to do things, but it does work.
Satisfied with the 991A? I've been thinking about one. I've got an older radio, 897, and, you know, it does what I need it to do, but I'm curious about the 991A. It looks like a nice radio.
There's newer radios out there now, but I like the function of the 991A. It's pretty easy for me to navigate through the menus and how it works, so I've just gotten used to it, and I kind of like it. But now the new 710, it works a lot the same way, and I hear good things about it. I know a couple of guys that have it.
Gotcha. Yeah, I haven't looked at 710 as much as I did the 991A, so maybe I'll have to take a look at that one. But, Patrick, I'm here pulling in to the home QTH, so I'm gonna sign with you and run on in. I hope you have a good evening. Nice talking with you. This is WB4ZPH.
Pleasure, and that's perfect timing. I just crossed the state line, so I'll lose the repeater. You have a good evening, and hope your wife gets to feeling better. KO4HK, and I'll be clear. 73.